で多分
そうです
ね。そうですね。
And someone say, you know, happy shores, the guy goes to sleep, doesn't wake up till Erev Hashanah. The Pasuk says, Yishma Maisha Sa'am Bayachim Shachaisa. Ish the Pesach Olay. Yirchav Hashem Ma'ay, the main of Maisha Ra. The Bachal Mishachaisa. What are they crying about? Zagrashi. Mishmachim Drogon Nesachim Bayachim. The Pharisee Taramasan Begali, Mishain Wamril, that's the Mishpachasim. The Mishain Chazal said, Mishpachasim, Iske Mishpachas. What's that? Arayish and Asriel Lehem, that's what they were crying about. Well, so Chara, Kash is, what are they crying about? Hagesh is Gaia, Kanjnail Dami. Mil Har Sinai, it was Geiris. I seen it was Geiris. All the Geiris learned that of Har Sinai. Yeah, there's Geiris in Har Sinai. There's Geiris, so Geiris and his Geir, Kotnishnel Dami. Goy underwent Geiris, he's born again. Melo, there's no Arayis. There's no Arayis. A mother and a son of a Geir together, Mirka didn't allow them to get married. Yeah? There's no curve anymore after Geiris. Oh, so Meir, what was the problem? They went Geiris, so they're all their eyes, they're still mother. So the Maral, a very interesting Maral, and with the Shmeitz brings down that Dhamma, that since they were Mukhrach to Mekabal Torah, because Kafalayim Harkagigas, you don't say Geshen Gai, Katan Shanaylad, only someone that's Megayer on his own. That since he didn't have to Megayer, he was Megayer anyway, so then he's a Beri Chadasha. He's a Beri Acheres Lagamri. But Yisrael Shios Mitzrayim Kimet Shoyim Muchiyovim L'Kabal Zatayra V'yim Muchrochim V'yinech Shavu Katan Shanayla. They looked him around. Since they were forced, a couple of Maragilas, there's no thing Katan Shanayla Dami by someone that's forced to Megayer. We'll see, soon a little bit more, a deeper understanding of that. Oh, the Shmaitza brings down, Nakdam to the Shmaitza brings down this Maral. And he said, with this, he wants to answer Kasha. Hooray, the Machlaikat Vechon Shlokish Nivamis. Yeah, what's it then if a Nochri had children when he was a guy, namely he was Megayer? Question is, was he Mekayim Peruvu? Vechren says in Kain Peruvu, he has children. Shlokish says no. Gerish is Gaia Kant Shneil Dami. The male, they're not his kids. He's Megayer. He has children. The kids are Megayer, but they're not his kids. He's not Kain Peruvu. He brought people into this world. They're not his kids. Oh, so Frek, Shmaitz, there's a Machlek in the Shem Beis Hillel. How many children you need from Kain Peruvu? Mishami says, to Zchara. Mesil says, Zachar Keva. Yeah, can you do it? So, what's the mark of Mishami? And what's the mark of Mesil? Mishami learns out from where? From Moshe Benu. Moshe Benu had how many children? Two. Both of them? Boys. And then he was Pirish Venisha. Right? He was Pirish Venisha. Even though he wasn't kind of Peruvu. Elmai Zog Vesham. You see, Akarcha, they had two boys, came Peruvu. Vesil says, Brasil, you learn up Brasil Ayla. Just like Hashem, when God created the world, what did he create? Zachar Nekeva, correct? And Samela, that's why we learn now you need Zachar Nekeva. Like Gemara, Vesil, why do you learn from Maisha? He said, no, Moshe is different because Kadosh Baruch Hu was Hiskim al Yada. So Moshe, in fact, you know, really is not Mekayem Peruvu. How is he Parish Menisha? Okay, Gemara says it's Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was one of the three things Moshe made it did. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was Hiskim al Yada. Fine, he had a scum of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mele, he can't be Gerayim from the other guy Peruvu. That Atan Debre Gemara. Yeah? So Meila, Frank the Shemaitza, according to Hashem, you learn after Moshe Rabbeinu, I b'shas Matan Torah. No, there was Geirus. And Geirus is Gaia, Kant Shanel Dami. What?
What?
Moshe had the children earlier? When did Moshe have the children?
Earlier,
in Midian. So now came out in Tyra. Geresh's guy, Kotten Shanel, not his kids anymore, Kotten Shlokish, not his kids anymore. They're not his kids anymore. So then, how can Misham learn off of Moshe Benu? The guy behind the kids he didn't have. Because Moshe Benu was Purish Manisha. Oh, I wasn't kind of Peru. He wasn't kind of Peru. No, he wasn't kind of Peru. With Geresh and Elias, he wasn't kind of Peru. It's Kotten Shanel, dummy. Azay Frek the Shmaitza. Yeah? Oh, so there, according to Moral, it's good. Why? Because a geirus that you were forced, then there's no kashrut dami. So meila, yeah, meila, there's no kashrut dami. So meila, Moshe Benu was some kind of poor, even after the geirus, okay. And therefore, b'sham mekulina for Moshe Benu, even though geishin, well. Question was, the Shlokha says, if a guy is a guy and he has children, he's not kind of Purim. Why? Kant Shanel Dami. They're not his kids anymore. Hashem learned out from Moshe Benu. How many kids do you need? Two boys. Where's learning out from? Moshe Benu. Moshe Benu had two boys and he was Parish Manisha. Okay? So what do you mean? From Moshe Benu, he put Shlokha together with Shammai, he get messed up. Because Moshe Benu was Megayer. He's Megayer, it's Kotten Shanel Dami. According to Shlokish, and I'm a Kai Puravu. So how's he Parish Manisha? Elamai, according to Moral, it's good. The Moral says that someone that was forced to do Geiris, yeah, there's no Kotten Shanel Dami. That's why they're still crying about their riots. What? The male of Moshe Benu was Megayer, so even though he was Megayer, but it was the forced Geirus, Kofleim Harkagiyas, the forced Geirus, so Mela is not coming to Shemel, and therefore Shammai can learn out from Moshe Benu, even if he was Shlokish, that a guy who is Geir is not Megayer Puravu. That is the Shlokal Taira of the Shmaitz and Akdama, based on this Maral. Oh. So Mela Fizeh. He says, in a Vayda Shahol Shukot Tere, yeah, that only after Kivras HaTaiva did Moshe and Aaron speak about Moshe. Right? And their parish, right? They spoke about Moshe, they was parish Moshe, the Chulu, yeah? We're also Nevi'im. Who is Moshe Aaron think he is? He's a Navi, he's parish Moshe. We're also Nevi'im, we're not parish. Yeah? Says the Shmaitz. Well, why only after Kiras Taiva? Elamai, he had a pshat. And beforehand, they thought that Geresh is going to Kotten Shanel Dami. Yes, and if he had some kind of peruvu, even if he had kids before. So Meila, if Moshe Benu was Parish Meish, it must be Hashem Shem told him to do it. Again, before Kibbutz HaTaiva, which is our parasha here, before this, they thought, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to be purged, because he's not Mekayim Peruvu, because he was Megayer to Kotten Shanel Dami. Oh, but now they've seen Kibbutz HaTaiva. Nes Lemarayis, right? Okay. You don't say Kotten Shanel Dami, like Moral said. They were baich on the riots. You see, you don't say Kotten Shanel Dami by Geirus of Har Sinai. Oh, if you don't say Kotten Shanel Dami, right, that means Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayem Peruvu to Bishama. Yeah? So now, he's Mekayem Peruvu. So why is he Parish? It's not because he thinks he's a hot shot. He thinks he's better than everyone else. He's Parish Manisha. Only now do they wake up to start talking Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu, That's the pshat of the Shmaritza. Said he got it good, if not, not. Now, what?
Did he go on the Bishama?
I said it's a pshat of the Shmaritza. Calls the Nichnas in the fact that it's a pshat of going to the Bishama. Okay. Oh, Mitlechemda has a very important, very important nekuda over here. In the oymet kavanas of the morale that by kafalein harakigigus by Klai Yisrael by Har Sinai that the gerish was forced, there's no kanchin adam. Remember the cloud gesher's guy kanchin adam. He says why? He says it's like this. What's the story of kafalein harakigigus? So I'm literally physically stopped. So I'm put the mountain over and put it on top of their head. That if you come with her, good. If not, you're going to die. Shem take it out and just drop the whole mountain on top of you. Oh, so he says, no. Pshat is, I think some of you say that. But the Shmarchu Betzim showed them that without the Torah, it's not Pshat. Without the Torah, you're not alive. Because a couple of American Gingers, Hashem explained to them and showed them that without Torah, you can't live. Yeah? Shom de Gmaraskam, if you're not in Kalvatar, you're dead, you have no point. No point in life. No point in life. Yeah, no point in living. So, in other words, what Hashem was showing them was that Torah is miyuid for you. Right? Torah is part of you. If you're not going to accept Torah, then you're nothing. So, Mela like this. So, Mela says that a guy. Gesh and Gai Kanshan Adam means that you did a switch, right? He was a guy, he became a Jew. Okay, so now he's Kanshan Adam. Right? That's Pshat because that's Torah wasn't Shaykh to him. He wasn't Mewit for Torah. He did something new, he did something different. He took himself out of what he was, and he's becoming Shaykh to Torah. Okay, so that's a change. That's a change. That changed your whole Mahus. And may look Kanshan Adam. But a Jew. Kishbaruch was showing Klai Yisrael, this is your you. You muted it. This is your goal. This is your destiny. This is you have to do this because this is what you are. So Mela, it's not a new stage. For them accepting the Torah, they're just doing what's Etzem natural. It's not a new thing. The Etzem Mahus of Klai Yisrael is made for Torah. Torah is made for Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael is made for Torah. This is accepting the Torah. That's just a natural progression. Not something new. A guy is taking himself out of what he was, a fashtunkene guy, a behema, a mushkus that does, and he's becoming a Jew. Yeah? So he's doing something different. He's becoming a Jew. He's becoming a person. Yeah? Mamela, it's called But Klai Yisrael, this is what they were mewed for. It's not a new thing. So Mamela, he says, that's the taich. In Stam, well, that's what I'm saying. Svara. That if you force, okay, there's no kashan. What's a svara? There's no rhyme or reason to that. Why? Why should that be? So the pshat in the morale is that it's not a change, but this is what you are. That's what Kibrohu explained to them. So Meila v'chayis muchach in the Shmaites to say this. Because the question is Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? Oh, there was a Shmaitz Hoshtel Tarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah? There is Parish Manisha, yeah? Even though it's Kachin Adami, right? Because there's no Kachin Adami, okay? Question is, when Kafalein Har Gigigus, yeah, was Moshe Rabbeinu on Moshe Rabbeinu top of mountain? No, was Moshe Rabbeinu? Did Moshe Rabbeinu need to be forced? Huh? Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the Kfiya. He also had to be forced in the Kfiya to accept the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chayyim Moshe Rabbeinu was one. Chayyim said before, not Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. Because Meisiasu Tachas Ahar, who's under the mountain? Who's the one that was being forced? Chayzer, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe all Elokim, right? Oh, Meila, Chayzer wasn't in the Kfiya. He wasn't in the Kfiya. Oh, he wasn't in the Kfiya. So how could the Shmaitzer say that he met Moshe Rabbeinu? there's no kachinayla dami, and therefore he's mekayim puravu still. Beishamah lives out from him mekayim puravu. Why? Because there's no kachinayla dami. Why not? Because it was forced. But Marshman wasn't forced. Ruchayim. Elamai, it's more like Bechemda. According to the Havana of Bechemda, we're not talking about physical, it's not being forced. Someone put the gun to your head and says, if you're not going to become a Jew, I'm going to kill you. Okay, I'll become a Jew. Yeah? In such a case, the Maral never said that there's no Shanel Dami. That's called Shanel Dami. Yeah? It's just my man Hasina taking the Torah, that was forced. I know. It was muchach. They realized it's muchach. It's muchach to do that because that's what we are. So man, Pekad Kolshki Meisherman. Kolshki Meisherman was muchach. So it's true he wasn't forced in the Kavlam Hagigigas. But if the forcing was not a physical forcing, the forcing was because you understood that this is what you are. You're mewed for the Torah. And man, it's not a change. Like the Hachem is explaining wife and Amalek B'yais and Nimral. So Mele, that chayit applies to Maisha, that's why Shmaiza says, that Maisha is no kachinayla dami, and therefore, Yishalam, I can learn out from him that how many kids you need? Two boys. Now,
what does Uqfi have to do with this?
What do you mean?
Saying that was what all of Klal Yisrael was created for, so.
That's why it's not kachinayla dami. Understand? Maral said, you're forced, no kachinayla dami. Right, okay. says the Shmaya. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishalom Mechalel Moshe Rabbeinu, got be puravu. The question was, I Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't forced. If Yisyatzu Tachas Ahar, Moshe Rabbeinu was ready. Oh, Kim, he wasn't forced. He wasn't part of the forcing. The answer is, if the forcing is not a physical forcing, the forcing is that Chayzol was made to realize that is what they are. A male is not a shinui. Yeah. If Cain, then that he had Koshim and Moshe Rabbeinu. Koshim and Moshe Rabbeinu, what wasn't a Shina that this day that they were guided by Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that's what he was all about. Oh, but L'chayra Zafil Kachemda. Then we can answer the Chavetzel Zasharon's Kasha on the Mara. The Chavetzel Zasharon. Pirshon Chumash, Mordechai Kalbach. So he brings Akash on the Maral from the Rambam. Rambam says, "Get Eved Meshuchrer, yes, Katan Shneila." Yeah. Rambam said, "Akim Shin is Gaiv, Eved Shin is Dakru. I ran Katan Shneila. Chol Sher Basar Shayu like Shu Akim, like Shu Eved. Einon Sher Basar. Akim Shin Shuchrer Eved. Ah." The Eved, no one's asking the Eved if he wants Meshuchrer or not. A Goy is Megayer, he's doing his own volition. An Eved has no say in the matter whether he's Meshuchrer or not. The other wants Meshachrin, be Meshachrin. So he's being, the Shuchr of the Eved is forced on him. So according to Maral, that if it's forced, no Kanshanel Dami, so how can Rambam say it's Kanshanel Dami? The answer is, according to the Chemetz Kavaldi. According to the Chemetz, the Maral is not saying that Stambas, if you're for guy puts a gun to your head and it makes you be, makes his friend be Megayer, that there's no Katan Shanoila. Well, according to the Chemetz, the Pshat is that in the Ayim Mekainian, that Kai Yisrael's meant was given to understand that they need the Torah, and Torah is them, and therefore the Torah, so it's not a Shinu. You didn't become Berech Hadasha. You just did what he's supposed to be doing. So Meila, Eved, even though he's forced, he's still got Shanel Dami. He says, if he's Chachem, it's a Kabbalah Gitarit, that Maral is not a steer to the Rambam. Okay. Now, but not everyone agrees to this Maral. There are some comments we see that even by Chayson Har Sinai, there was still a musud of Katan Shneil Dami. The Mishnah in Ovid says, Perkei, Mishnah Chaval. Got a long way to go. Perkei Chaval. Yeah? So it says, ben mei ben mem lebina. Yeah, when you're 40, that's when you have bina. Zokder bar tenura. The makar is, what's the makar? Because after 40 years in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them v'nos Hashem lechem leiv l'das v'naim lirois v'naim l'shmoya ara yom hazeh. Yeah. What? Pistama leiv l'das. Leiv l'das. Leiv l'das pistama. Oh, Frekta says yamtiv. What's the right mantra in midbar? Hare, what is it? There are 40 years after Mount Taira. Yeah? But if there were 40 years after Mount Taira, how old were they? At least, what? Up to 60, up to 60, less than 60. If there were 60, they'd be dead. Okay? If there were 19, they're 15, right? They're up to 59, yeah? Plus, okay? So why are you telling me here you learn out of Bar Mabina? How you learn out from Bar Mabina? They weren't 40. The Jews, when they came there, so were not 40 years old. Right? Oh, Elamai, Zabtai Yantif. That. So he said, even though, one Tarek says, even though they were Tannen, those they just born. All of them, meaning the minimal, they were 40. Yeah, just born by. Oh. Then he says that by the Yisrael Man Taira, they were Gerim. And if you can't learn out from here, you need the Gerim needs Tefillah. Where do you learn out from? Tefillah by Har Sinai. Yeah. Semela Gershon is Gayer. Katan Shneila Dami. Semela, they were considered only 40. They were considered only 40 years old. Yes, this guy cutting shneil dami. Yeah, the Gemara ben Bar Mabino says the Rav where you learn out from because when Klaiso went there, it's Shul. Because Baruch tells them, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, oh, now you have a label das. Now you're 40 years old. You have a label das. These are from ben Arboy Mabino. When you get smart at 40, yeah. What do you mean? They were more than 40. Says Dais Yantam, no, they weren't more than 40. The Marasinai, Gershonai, Kapashanel, Dami. They were all zero. Marasinai. 40 years later, they were all 40. What? What? Right. You see, they're Chayim Namra. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, but Chayim, though. Chayim is a Pelotzim. Yeah. Gershon's guy, Kapashanel, Dami, is. Gesh Kapp Nal Dami has to do with age. Gesh Kapp Nal Dami is got a korva. Yeah, your new barrier, and mainly all the relations, all the korva becomes bato. Yeah, all the rayas become bato. But about these, you don't become. You're still 20 years old. However old you were when you were megayer. Also, you're gonna say like Yoni asked. So when the Kaiser of Lom Chayim Mitzvahs 13 years after Mount Taira, they had a massive bar mitzvah. Yeah? 13 years later, they had this massive bar mitzvah. Hundreds, a million people, maybe. Yeah. That's a big bar mitzvah over there. Everyone's got, how many maftas could you have already? You know what I mean? And a lot of candy, I mean, it's like, that's a lot of candy over there, you know what I mean? So, Elamai, Avada, get there in the first day, that Kekonshanel Dami, it doesn't mean that you're starting life again. And Marshall, let me ask you also, Kekonshanel Dami, right? So, I mean, if the guy owes a Jew $1 million, yeah? Kabun Gayer, Kekonshanel Dami, Zell. It's but all the chayvus. He doesn't know the very trick. He owes his partner, his Jewish partner, $1 million. He doesn't want to have to pay. So he'll be Magayer for $1 million. He'll be Magayer. You know what I mean? He doesn't have the money. Avada not. The guy's Magayer still owes the money. Yeah. So Elamai, Kanchanai Dami, he's got to be Ichos, not got to be everything. So Mela, Pila claimed to say that when Abraham Levine started, you go back to Ephes, and then you see the count starts from then. Oh. Maisa, there is a shtickle. So Pashim we say again, Gesh is gonna cut Shnei Adam is only gabe kurva, not gabe everything else. But there's a ritva, at least that says gabe something else. Again, not gabe everything, but there was a ritva super say. It means that from Ben Yechiel. Yeah, the famous Shita Ben Tam over there, the Maisa Shaya, who was a guy that was Mizana with a Ashes Ish, and then he was Megayer, and the Shaila was whether allowed to get married. His husband divorced, or he died, whatever it was. The question is now, the one that she had an affair with, he was Megayer, he was a guy. The question is, Harei Loch is, Echel Baal, Bechel Baal, Bechel Chumba. Someone's Mizana with an Ashes Ish, right? So she's Osir to their husband. She's also to the bayil. She's also the chuma. Yeah, she's kain, or she's a bas kain. She's mazan eches, then she's insa. So it's three times tuma echel baal echel bayil echel chuma. That means that she can't marry her bayil, right? So now the question is, what about this guy who's a guy? He's bayil and he's a guy. Now it came a Jew. So Rabbi Tam famously says that's mutter. Why? Because that's not talking about Bias Akram. And he says, because he's a behema. It's a Bias behema. Pasuk says, B'sar chamayrim b'sara, b'zirma susim zirmasam. What? The Oberon, the Israel. I'm living with a behema. That does take nish, but anyway, glad I was just learning with Ari. He had a, when we had that Raivin, the Rambam, the Abi Tumma, Raivin says, the guy's behavior, he's not Makabal, he's not Makabal Tumma, etc. So we saw just now, the Yerei, the guy's Maimi brings down, and now there's a Shaila, but the guy has Tumas Oyo. Rajvi, that he says the guy down the time of Thomas Oil, Adam Kiyomas Ma'il, Atan Kurim Adam, Loi God. So male guy is not Nichlan the Adam Kiyomas Ma'il. What about Thomas Magda? So most of Sharim say that even though he has Thomas Oil, Thomas Magda he has. Thomas Magda he has. Yeah? The Uraim says that since he's a behemoth, he doesn't even have Thomas Magda. So we're talking about Tumas Neveil. The Chayy said, "Shaila said Tumas Neveil." He doesn't have to, whatever. But anyway, the point is, says the Rabbein Chaim, that what Akum Shabal Bas Yisrael, yeah, and then he's Megayer. There's no din of Echel Bal Bech Ma'ir Chuma. Why? Because he's a Behema. Zir Masusim Zir Masam. Besar Chamayrim Zir Besarim. They're Basar of Chamar. A guy is a guy, yeah.
What is
the condition?
I mean,
what is the condition? How would she also marry? To live with him. To live with him.
Oh, it's not.
Well, she also did a bail, not just to marry. Even, she also did a bail. She lived with a special issue. Even not do marriage. Not do marriage. Okay? So, the Ritva brings down Ben Yechiel. Yeah? Now what? Oh. He says. The chimish v'shash and nesra al bayla goy haba v'lekel mei mebei shasul l'bayil hashtanami when it was a guy there's no issa to the guy, right? Echa bal v'echa bayil, there's no issa on the guy to live with her anymore, right? He doesn't have the issa of echa bayil is not chal on him when he's a guy, right? Meili says hashtanami mitzra lei the gash is gai kachanai l'dami. He says, Gersh, the guy called the Shalaya Dami is a reason why that the is a reason why when he's Megayer, he doesn't have the Issa. Because he called Shalaya Dami. Yeah. Kilo, he wasn't that person that lived with her. Yeah. So you see from the Dva, it's not only the guy to Kurva, that called Shalaya Dami, the guy Yichus. Of Kraven, there's no Kurva because he's a Kachin Adami. You see, it's even Lagabe You don't see like Tes Yomtiv his age, yeah. But you do see it's not just the Gabi Korban Nirtah. But Tes Yomtiv says that Tes Yomtiv asks Tes Shanim and Yuma asks that on this Ben Yechiel, that Harei, let's say, because the Perish Gemara, let's say a Goy was Boyal Eishes Ish, yeah? So therefore, if he's Boyal Eishes Ish, he's Chayiv Misa, yeah? Even a Jewish Eishes Ish, Chayiv Misa, so Goy, the rise of a Goy, right? So, and then he's a Megai, yeah? So they also give the which Aveiras does it become potter on? An Aveira that was only Shayim when he's a guy, he becomes potter if he's Megaya. Yeah? An Aveira that was same thing as by a Jew, then even though he's Megaya, he's still Chayiv Misa. Whatever. Not a Gaitas also. What the Gaitas is, it says over there, a guy that bought Bas Aish is a show, and his guy is Chayiv Misa. So Meryl says that he's Shonim. You see, now in Menachil. Menachil said the reason why the Isil to the Bayo, yeah, it is not Shaykh by a guy because Kanshnael Dami. So, you see, Lagabe Misa, if he's Bayo Eishes Ish, he's Chay Misa. So, Akapanim, that's the Indian of Kanshnael Dami, where according to morale, if you were forced, like Kaiso, that didn't apply. According to the question is, does it apply? Where does it go to? They have a huge Chizh Yomtiv that is considered to be 40 years, Kilo, 40 years started by the Geiris. We said a huge Chiddush, and we have at least something in the Ritva that says, the guy by the din of the Echlabal, the Echlabal of Chuma, by if a woman had an affair with a guy, then again he's Megayer, he's allowed to marry. Now, question is, what is the makar the Gershon's guy cut in Shemel Adami? Gemara says it. What's the makar? Is that possible? What's the makar? So Mesh Chachma, what? What's the Makar of Geris? I see, yeah, the Makar of Geris. How do you know it's Kachanel? Where is it Kachanel? Okay, if the whole Makar of Geris from Harsina, and Moral says that the Makar of Harsina is not Kachanel, Dami. Makes the Kachanel worse. Well, you know, that normally it's Kachanel, Dami. You can't even learn out from there. Oh, so you mean that the Chzam Seifer, Nabai Zara, is bothered by this? Where did it come from? It says the Mesh Chachma, that, so like this, Mestamo, when we left Mitzrayim, yeah, that there were people that were married to Arias that were also that became also now. For example, Aaron in left Mitzrayim, Amram, Gemara says, married his aunt. Okay? This meaning was for Mantar. Yeah? So now what? Amram. You heard of him? He was married to his aunt. Okay, so now, but after Matan Torah, it says Shuvu Lachem Aleichem. Right, they had Prisha 3 days before. Yes, Moshe Haisim Yemechem Adayit. They had Prisha 3 days before Har Sinai for their wives, and then after Shuvu Lachem Aleichem, and that's when we left. But Moshe Rabbeinu, nah, right? That's where Moshe was Parish Menisha. Yeah, Mata Pai Mari Madi. Everyone goes back to that. Why do you stay with me? Yeah? So, here we learn out. Yeah. Oh, so the question is, though, I read some of them were married to Tarayas. You see, Amram was married to Nerva. So, how can you be Shulachem Aleichem? Yeah? Elamai must be that Kachanel Dami, which is obviously an Alag Mara, right? Oh, when Meshchakim says the whole Lima is from Har Sinai, according to Maral, that by saying there's no Kachanel Dami, obviously the Makkah of Meshchachma doesn't stop. The Meshmach says the fact that it says Shuvu lechem aleichem, you gotta go back to your wives. Your wives might be ostu bereva. Yeah, elamai ksi kach noda. Oh. Oh, so fear meshachachma. So what does it mean? Why back to the original past thing we Miraz Raya, why is it Bokhul Mishpah saying? So why are they crying? If according to Meshachma, it was Kanch and Eldami, they were married to Rayas, they were allowed to stay married. So fear meshachachma to say, Bokhul Mishpah saying means it's in the future. You're right, the ones that our wives now we can stay married to, even though they were our aunt, whatever, our auntie, whatever. But from now on, I can't marry Raya's. That's what they were crying if you're the Meshach. Now, so the Chavetzel is running again. He asked from the interest in Bali Taisis. That's getting Bali Taisis in our passion. So, like this. And the parasha we have, it says, Eldad Umeidad Misnav Mamachna. That was the whole thing, that they had the Shivim's Canaan. Elder, they drew lots. Elder and Maida weren't part of it. Then there was a Shas Hashchin over there, the Hu on the 70, and somehow Elder and Maida were being the snap of the Machna. Yishuv comes running to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Elder and Maida was not the Machna, because they were the snap of the Moshe Meis, kids. So Yishuv was taking, and Yishuv Machnes, Moshe Meis, Yishuv Machnes, Yishuv says, what's going on, get rid of them. Gets it. Who's Elder and Maida? Who are they? Says in the same Malatisis, Gishanit Natira, Vinestra Alarayas, Parshu Kula. Okay? And he says that Elder and Maida were Moshe Menu's brothers. Why? Because my Har Sinai, it was Dab Alarayas, so anyone that was married to an Arab, he had to get rid of her. Yisha Moshe, some Baruch Mishmaseyah, Alisha Mishmaseyah. He learns that, like the Meshach, right? There was a riot. There was this riot right now, right? Gam Amram Avi Moshe Pirish Yecheved Chayis Ishtoi. Amram was married to Yecheved. Yecheved was his aunt. So now the riot and aunt became Aser. He gave her a get. Yeah, and he married someone else. Says the Daskan Baltesus. He married someone else, and then Elder Meida. So Elder Meida, Moshe Rabbeinu's half brothers. Okay, why? Because Amram divorced his wife, and he remarried. Oh, so he brings down from the Gainim, from Amram, we've heard that Ani Hillel, Reisi Kever Elder Meida, by the cost of a lame Elder Meida, Achi Aaron Minav, Veloy Minay. Do we know what the Elder Maida's kever is? The Daskei Malteis brings down an Eidus from Rav Amram, Hashem Rav Hillel. I don't know who this Rav Hillel is. I don't think that's one of the Gaonim. Ani Hillel, Reisi Kever, the Malteis, yeah. Ani Reisi, the kever of Elder Maida, and it says on it, Elder Maida, Achei Aaron, it doesn't mention much, interesting. Mene'ah, Belay Mene'ah. So, yeah. So, Vash Deit. Yeah? And Bemison, the Targuyanison, says like this, Vishtairu train Govrin, the Mashrisa, there were two people that stayed in the Machana, Shmei the Chad Elder, Shmei the Tinyon Meida, Bnei del Tzofon Bar Parnoch, the Elidus Leyacheved, Baras Levi, Bisman, the Potter Amram, Gavra, the first time Targuyanison, or Targumishalmi, that says the Elder and Meida were the children of El Tzofan Bar Parnoch, but from Yecheved. The opposite. Not that Amram remarried like Daskanim says, and merely had Elder and Meida, but it ends up in the same thing that Elder and Meida were Moshe's half brothers, not from Aaron, but from Yecheved. Yeah? Oh. Oh, so the question is, no, it's a Targaryen that says when Amram in the Mitzrayim, when Amram divorced her. So, that's really complicated, because then how do you marry her back? She got married somewhere else in the middle. So Agapanim, so this is the, so what do we see from the Das Kainim? You see that Nag Meshach Chachma. What does Meshach Chachma say? That how they last their marriage, Shul Chem Aleichem, I don't marry Karayas, El Mai Kanchanel Dami. Right? But you see in the Das Kainim Baal Teyr, it's not like that. Das Kainim Baal Teyr says that by Har Sinai, they had to divorce their wife, Amram, who's married to Zan, had to divorce his wife. Why? Because it became Aser. So you see, not like the Rebbe Meshach Chachma, you see that the Arayas did become Aser, and there's no Kanshanel Dami to be a riot in Maral that says, maybe because it was forced, there's no Kanshanel Dami. Like upon him, that's a Chavetzel Zashar and Gvalvika Yidi over here, not like the Meshach Chachma. Now, and the Rambam also has this mashma that the what we said before, according to Meshach Chachma, they were boichal shem osid not for now. Rambam writes, "En chadavah b'chol tayr kula shukasha l'roiv ha'am lifrash el menarayis abiyas esuris." Rambam says the hardest thing in Yiddishkeit is arayis. Yeah, Amr Chaim b'shoshen stavi yisrael al arayis b'chu. The kiblu mitzvah zu b'tarayimis u'b'chiyah shenem b'arayich mishchayim mishpachas. I mean, the kabbalas now, it's a difficult mitzvah, yeah? That's why they were crying, but not necessarily because they had to divorce their wives. Okay. Now, so again, the question is, what's the makar, right? Okay, it's not in the Chidat Tzad that it wasn't Kanshan Eilad. No Baicha. No, the Chidat Tzad that no Baicha. Yeah, the Mishmah saying like Taisus, they had to divorce their wives. So why is it Kanshan Eilad? We had the morale because it was forced. He means another pshat he wants to say based on the Rambam. Rambam Pesach Mishnayis. Rambam Pesach Mishnayis writes. Meger ain't a yayush is of a menatir. Yeah? Why not? A fish ain't be named Shum Kirva, Mifnesh Hivdil Hadas Beinayim. The reason why a ger is not yayush is his father menatir, because they don't have a kurva anymore. What broke the kurva? Why is there no kurva? Says the Rambam, Mifnesh Hivdil Hadas Beinayim. Because religion, is the wall that separated them. Because normally it's that, like we're saying, till now they're married, because they became a new barrier, that's why Kanshan Eilad done it. And he's saying, no, it's because the religion separates them, and that's why it's Kanshan Eilad. So Chayrez, Zakah Chazal Shon Achap, by Har Sinai, when everyone's Mekabel Torah together, you can't say Hibdol Das Meneh. You can't say Hibdol Das Meneh. The male there was no kachin male dami. Maz it's gval gachad, but I leave them as though chayrit shrei, because I've been saying what happens if a mother and a son are megayit together. So you're not going to say that is kachin male dami. It's also to live with his mother now. He can't marry his mother. It's not kachin male dami because no hivdol das b'neim because they both became Jews, huh? That they're still okay. So again, we have one mark of the Meshach Chachma by Har Sinai. Shul Chem Aleichem, they last day with married. We see many rise that they couldn't stay married. That's Perish Daskan Baal Teis. They couldn't stay. They couldn't. They're on the guard. They couldn't stay married. The Levush says another pshat. He says Hadas Noisin like Misfara. Yeah, Shegeshin is Gayer. From a kabbal of all Torah mitzvahs, ba'ol malchus shemayim, yeah, vaday nisara olav ruach mimaroim, ruach chadosh, ruach kedisha nishmas lechadita, v'nas ish acher. The bush says Misvara that the guy is Megayer, yeah. Kabbal al Torah, the mitzvahs, al Malchus Shemayim. Vadim Nisara all of Ruach Memora, Ruach Hadasha. Male, by definition, you're a new person. By definition, you're a new person. Male, that's why he doesn't have Korba. So Imai, and Imai, Chayse and Achayse, and Baal Leim, Neim Oydim Megusan, Kil Baal Nachris. It's not a relative anymore.
He's just coming
from the same. What? He's saying, a guy's Makabal Gay, his stomach is a Ruach, a new Ruach that comes on him. Mela, he's a different person. Svara.
That could change all these halachas.
What?
Svara.
That's Gemara. Gemara says, Kan Shalom Dami.
Right, so if we're saying it's a Svara, so then all these Svaras would change him halacha.
Gemara says, Lomli cross Svara. Lomli cross svara, but it has to be riftig svara. I trust them. Don't go around, you know. I mean, nothing against your svara, but you know, before we do anything major, basically your svara, maybe you know, make sure you consult with someone to make sure that's a riftig svara. Yeah. Oh, the Baal Turim says, yeah, a different mocker. It says the pasuk ger yasai, yeah. We talk about the Yinalishim Mahana Ger and Yasim. It says, yeah, it doesn't say Ger Vi Yasim, Ger Yasim, it says. Ger Yasim, meaning Ger, plus means Ger Vi Yasim, yeah? But it says Ger Yasim, a Ger that is a Yasim. Why a Ger that's a Yasim? Elamai, Bar Turim, says, Ger Shaz Gai Kotn Shanel Dami, so every Ger is a Yasim. By definition. Ger Yasim, not Ger and a Yasim. Every Ger is a Yasim. Because he's a Kanchanel Dami, he has any parents. Every Ger is a Yasim. Kanchanel Dami. That's what Pasuk says, Ger Yasim. That's the Makkah. In the Ravon, there's a Shtikul Stira. In one place, Ravon writes, that's a Smachta. Smachta Legeshen is Gaia. Where's the smachta? Because it says the pasuk, it's a nefesh as also b'charei by Ram Avinu. The Medrash says that Ram megayeres hanashim, the Sara megayeres as hanashim. What does the pasuk say? It says a nefesh as also b'charei. Ram Avinu made nefashes in charei. When he made nefashes, since he was Megayer then, so he was Maila then. That's what the Rabban says.
Could
it
be
a Neshama? Esmach, what?
Could Nefashis be a Neshama?
Nefashis Asha Asu? It means people. I mean, the people, the Nefashis, they're the Megayer. Chazal says, people use Megayer. Now.
Do they just get a Neshama when they're in the sky?
What?
Do they all of a sudden get a Neshama when they're in the sky?
Stumble? Yeah.
What does
a neshama mean?
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, what?
The next paragraph saying, by him making him see Yitzhak Paruru.
Oh. What? Oh, so that's interesting. You should mention that.
I'm saying.
No, there's a Chachma Shleima, the Shleima Kluger in Eben Ezra, Vina Eben Ezra. Says that Chazal say that Magadl Yosim Sech Beisoy, Magadl Yosim Sech Beisoy. You raise an orphan, Kilo Yoldai. Says the Chachma Shleima, Mekayim Pro Rebu. Says Kilo Yoldai. Only Chacham Shlaim, only Shlaim Kluger is Mesugo to say a chiddush like that. Hil Yaldim Kayim Puravu. Shet, the truth is, Hil Yaldim. So Mele is ever saying the same thing also. Nefesh Asa B'Karim. Yeah? According to Ravan, Ravan is Kayim Puravu. Very good. The Gemara in Bechayr is like this. A guy is Megayer. He had children. Now he got married to a Jew and he got children again. Is there din b'chah? The b'chah gets pishnayim. What's the din? Look, Abed, he's no kids. He already had kids when he was a guy. Bechlin says, "Ein loy b'chah l'nachla." Taha, it has to be Reish's Aina. I mean, it has to be his first kid. Yeah, he already had when he was not a kid, when he was a guy. Shlokher says, no, Geshe b'chol nach, Geshe is a guy cutting shnei l'dami. Mela, since he's cutting shnei l'dami, it's interesting, by Hoyle Bonham Giyusai, where Geshe says, in kind of people with those kids, and Shlokher says, no, because Geshe is a guy cutting shnei l'dami. He has a similar like this, whether or not the new kids that are born are the Dredin of Bechor. Rechlin says, no, because it's not Reish's Aina, not his first kids. Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean? It's his first kids. Geresh has got a cut shenayot on me. It's interesting, in both places, Rabbi Yechon says, Rosh Hashanah, Geresh has got. Oh, I'm telling you, the Gemara makes it too short. Fine. Now, Zokti Ravon, yeah, the Mechoykes, Yechon, Rosh Hashanah, is telling you this. So the Gemara says, Nochris sheyolda v'izgayra. Yeah? You have a shiksa, it became a gyaris, and then she had a baby. Question is there a bechor l'koyim? I mean, then she had a baby, a Jewish baby. So the question is there a bechor l'koyim? Right? Before we're talking about bechor l'nachla mitzad the father, now we're talking about paterechem by the gyaris. Yeah? The Yechon learns out gyar from a gyaris. Just like by Gyaris, that we say, her Petarechem was, it's not her first child, she had kids already. So by Bechor L'Kayin, it says Petarechem, right? The first one that opened the womb, right? The first child that was born there. So here she had already 10 kids when she was a Shiksa. There's no Petarechem. So Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon learns out, just like by her, we say it's not Petarachim. So too by him, there's no Bechol and Nachla. Yeah? You don't say Kanshanel Dami, Kilu, it's Petarachim. Right? And her. There's no Dami. So too by again. Now, Samela. Yeah. Zokter Rabban Baiter. Talk about Bambaiter. The Gemara in Yavama said, a Gyaris is not a marry a Kayin. Right? A Gyaris is not a marry a Kayin. She's a Zayin. I don't want to say a Kayin. The Divish marry a Kayin. Elamai. Because the Pasuk says. Yeah, the Pasuk says, Isha Zayina Laikachl. Ain Zayina El Gyaris and Gyaris Mishkarat. One of the definition of a Zayina that's us the Kayin is a Gyaris. Meili says, so, by Giyaris, if the Pasuk was Mamayit, the Pasuk was Mamayit, a special Pasuk telling me, yeah, that you can't, a Kohen can't live with the Giyaris. Right? In other words, what's the Pasuk telling me? Look the Ravon. The Pasuk is telling me, you don't say Kanchanadam. Rabbi Yochanan learned out, right? Rabbi Yochanan says a ger is a guy and he has children. If you don't say like Mishlokish Shnel Dami, and the kid that's born is not a Bechor. Where does he know that from? The fact that a Giyaris that was Megayer, and she had a baby. We don't say Shnel Dami, and it's Paderecha. We say that the child that's born is not a Bechor Lekai. Says the Ravon, where do we know all this from? Where does Rebbe Yochanan know all this from? He knows it from the fact that the Torah told me that Kayin can't marry a Giyaris. So we see that by Giyaris, you don't say Kanshnel Dami. Yeah? Because the Torah is Mamayim. So Mamela, that's where Rish Lakish knows that Again, the fact that a kohen can't make yeres, he don't say kohen al dami. And what comes out of that is that a yeres that has a baby is not a petarecha, no b'chor l'kohen. And the third thing is the male ger is no b'chor l'kohen either. So mela, this could be the makar gufa dumi. He say kohen al dami. He need a special pasuk. Tell me now. So akupan, this might be a makar that is cotton Chanel dummy. What's that? Just one of the parasha. In the beginning of parasha, I just saw Gval Moshal, so I want to share it. The Chumash here? So in the beginning, the whole parasha of the Neiris. So it says, Yas Kain Aaron. Yeah? Yas Kain Aaron. Yeah? Yas Kain Aaron. Moshe made double Aaron, Magdal Balos on Eris. Yas Kain Aaron. Mupnem Nuri Helena Sel, Kashatim Hashem is Moshe. Rashi says, famous Rashi, Yas Kain. Bahagat Shvach Shal Aaron, Shaloi Shloi Shina. Yeah? Bahagat Shvach Shal Aaron, Shloi Shina. He didn't change. Shloi Shina, he didn't do it differently. Which means, some commercial explain, it means that, you know, do the same thing day in, day out. Then, you know, it gets boring, you know what I mean? So, you'll change it this way, add this or that. No, Shem said, this is what you gotta do. He didn't change. Famously, the Satmar Rebbe's Hesped, Rav Aaron Kotler, was this Rashi. Lahagit Shvacha Shal Aaron, Shalai Shina. Now, you know, Rav Aaron Kotler came to America. Trade in America, and he built the whole Olam HaTorah in America is from Avraham, right? Why? Because other people came. You have to make a pshara. You have to do this. You allow college. You have to do this. You know, Avraham said no college, and until not so long ago, all the yeshiva kinds like did not have secular studies either. Yeah. Now it's that, whatever. The point is, Avraham stood by his principles. And because of that, there's this Torah in America. Yeah? Shivas, it's all because of Aaron. So it's not what I said. Mahadim, Vacha Shal Aaron, Shalai Shina. That was his hesped on Aaron Kotler. Oh, so I was thinking that sometimes maybe it's not a Shach, Shalai Shina. Why? I saw in one of his booklets, you know, I saw a Gemal Gamashal. The guy's going, yeah? And he sees there's a place where they're raising elephants. Yeah? They, you know, big, strong elephants, right? They're up from trees, right? And each one of them, there's no cages, no nothing. They're attached to a rope. They're attached to a peg in the ground, a rope. Nothing, you know, a rope. An elephant, yeah? Like, you chain an elephant to a peg with a rope. That's a shot. He goes to the train. How come they're running away? They're elephants, you know what I mean? So he says, the answer is, we train them, since they're born, when they're babies, mamish, we attach them to the peg with the rope, and then they were babies, the rope was strong enough to hold them, they would try to fight the rope and try to get out, and they couldn't. Right? They did it over and over again, and Mela, in their head, the elephants, you know, don't forget, and they became ingrained in them that they can't break this rope. Right? So now they are, you know, 30-ton elephant, and they still can't break the rope. Yeah? Because that became their mindset. So I saw in this pamphlet, he wanted to say that some we're like that also sometimes. Sometimes we do certain things. That's the way I do it. You know what I mean? The certain averes that I do, so I do those averes to finish. You know, that's what I am. That's what I always did. I do that. Those averes, that's it. I'm stuck. Yeah? I'm stuck. I do those averes. Yeah? Why? Because you've been conditioned. You condition yourself that you do these averes. But you're like that elephant that conditioned himself to say, oh, I'm stuck and I can't break this stupid little rope. I had this rope, you could break a rope that's 100,000 times stronger than this rope. You just break it with nothing. You could uproot a tree, yeah? But in his mind, he stopped. This rope, he can't break. Yeah? So that's the... Sometimes there's a gnus. But sometimes the loishina is a chesar. Hello, wake up. You grew some, yeah? You're not what you were 10 years ago. You're not what you were 5 years ago. You're not where you were a year ago. Yeah, you came to yeshiva, you grow, and a certain areas because you used to do those areas doesn't mean you have to still continue doing those areas. You know, you're a different person. You grew. You're not that same elephant that you were when you were a baby that you couldn't break the rope. Now you're a big elephant. Now you're big. You break the rope. So here, I would say it's a gnus. The hit the lashin is a gnus. But Aaron was a shvach. You have to always, not always is it a shvach. Shall I see you?